Morning, everyone. My name is Susan, and welcome to Center for Positive Living. I'm going to start today with the Daily Word. This is Palm Sunday. The Christ within protects and clears my way. As I enter Holy Week, I reflect on Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem and how the multitudes greeted him, shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Like so many, I have used the sacred time of Lent to cleanse my soul of beliefs and habits that no longer serve me. I have felt blessed as I have opened my heart to the healing, cleansing waters of Spirit. Now I feel ready to welcome a greater awareness of the Christ within me. Every part of me quivers with eager anticipation. The world seems fresh, and I feel newly alive. I behold the Christ in me and in all others. With joy, I celebrate. With gratitude, I humbly bless the Christ in me and in everyone. And from Mark 21:9, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And we will begin with Shirley the Presence, and Joyce will lead us in that. Statement together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And our welcoming song is "Tis the Grace to Be Simple." It's on page 338 in the hymnal or up on the screen. What did I say? Well, it's a G word. Hey, I'm doing pretty well.
Could we be standing?
Yes. I think that would be a really good idea. That starts with an S.
Turn part.
And don't sit down, because we'll greet each other afterwards. And I'm just going to do that.
Thank you. get to make the audio for the Zoom. I don't know if there's anybody but
Merkers.
Well, hello there.
How are you?
Hi there, Fred.
Hi. What's the weather like up there?
It stopped raining for today, and it's just kind of, I don't know, 50s. It's moderate.
So we have about the same. We quit raining, and it's moderate here, too.
Oh, okay.
Sunny, though, bright and sunny. Clear skies.
Oh, well, we don't quite have that. So but it's going to clear up towards the evening. Yeah. At 3 o'clock, says Karen, who's doing the dishes.
Okay.
You want to say hi, Isaac?
Hi, Isaac. How you doing? Hello from North Carolina.
Can I show Fred your fort? Our fort? Oh. Yeah, we got a little fort going on.
Wow, that's neat. I used to do that when I was young too. And then I go hide in there with my sisters.
Cool. Yeah, you can do all kinds of fun things in a fort.
You bet.
We have a ton of library books checked out right now. The camera's super blurry. Look at that. All right. Well, good to see you.
All right. It's great to have you all here.
Your picture's clear up there.
It's just challenged me to say four new names. So here I go. Welcome, Ellie and Marcus and Jules and James.
Yeah. Did I?
Okay, so it's time for announcements.
I didn't.
This afternoon from 3 to 4:30 on Zoom is Circle America, which is a book and film club that we are part sponsor in. I believe it was included in the email, so you should have gotten it. And there are audio and video interviews with Rachel Cargo and Holiday Phillips. This is the end of Women's History Month, and the discussion will be about the various views they have of women of color and white women's dynamics in feminism, and all men and women are invited to come. And the sign up is in that email, or you can speak to somebody here. I believe there is a sign up sheet downstairs for the meal we will have after, and you could think about what you'd like to contribute. I was thinking about our friend Denny yesterday, and some of you. But he was a longtime member here, and he started an Alcoholics Anonymous group here that met every week. And it occurred to me that we haven't had any kind of recovery announcements for a long time. So just so that you're aware for yourself or your family or friends, we have 3 12-step recovery groups here every week on Sunday and Wednesday at 7 o'clock. The AA meeting meets downstairs. And on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock, there's an Al-Anon group, and that's for family and friends of alcoholics. So everyone is welcome. And then I wanted to remind you all about our website. I find it especially helpful if I can't be here and miss a talk, I can go back and catch it because they're mostly all recorded. And it's really a great resource. So
thank you, Tom.
Check it out. Yeah. And I believe Eileen has an announcement, and perhaps some of the rest of you do too. Check it out. All right, I have two announcements. Yeah, two. We'll try and keep it at two. Okay, so first and foremost, there is going to be a meeting after the service today for anybody and everybody that wants to be part of the committee that is working on revising our bylaws. So that came up at our most recent board meeting. And so I will be chairing said committee and we'll be starting to take a look at our bylaws in order to put together some potential changes to propose to the congregation at a later time. The second announcement, I won't be able to be here next week because I will be going to Oregon to spend Easter with family. However, I would like to extend an invitation to anybody who would like to join me for a sunrise gathering, and that is like 7 a.m., all right? Anybody that would like to come to my home, meet for a brief prayer, and then wander the grounds to seek out all of the beautiful representations of resurrection and rebirth that you can find out in the forests and fieldlands, and then come back together for a quick kind of debrief on what it is that we found and how we feel about it. I'm opening my home to those of you that might like to join us at 7 a.m. on Easter morning. Please let me know and I will gladly share with you where that is. Thank you, Irene. Are there any other announcements? Okay. Well then, let's say our unity statement together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And our song of joy today is on page 343. I feel wonderful, and I think you should definitely stand up if you're able, because this is a feel-good song.
Did I lose them? There they are.
All
just
right.
In the wrong place.
Okay, well.
Oh, well.
Sometimes they're unruly. All right, would you please join me in the affirmations? I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time, in the perfect way. Okay, so this is the fourth Sunday, and so today we will be saying our prayer.
Now? No reader?
We could have a reader. How about if we had Joyce?
Am I out of order?
No, I'm out of order.
Your whole place is out of order!
Actually, I'm really out of order, which is maybe why the affirmations are out of order. This is a tough day. Okay, so, Joyce, you could be our reader today.
Okay. Can I hold this?
Yes.
I can't read this. Johnny's on it. He's got this. He is Johnny on the spot. So first I have to thank Johnny because I can't see the slides up there. Oh, I guess I could turn here. Okay, I'm on it. Johnny put my slides together. Thank you, because I am not techie whatsoever. Might be able to play the piano, but heck if I can be technical. So anyways, I brought a small teddy, or as we all know, Winnie the Pooh, Pooh Bear. I am personally an Eeyore fan, so if you ask me to bring Eeyore, I got all sorts of Eeyores, including that Eeyore that my mother sewed for me when I was like, I don't know, three. I still have it, but the story is not about Eeyore, so he didn't get to come. And here is the book, When We Were Very Young by A.A. Milne. This is the one that my father would read to me, and this is one of his favorite poems, so I want to share it with you. So hopefully you catch the humor as we go through. I'll try to enunciate pretty good. Uh-oh, Susan's up here laughing at me. I don't know if I can do it. Okay, got a lot of light up here, that's for sure. A bear, however hard he tries, grows tubby without exercise. Our teddy bear is short and fat, which is not to be wondered at. He gets what exercise he can by falling off the ottoman, but generally seems to lack the energy to clamber back. Now, tubbiness is just the thing which gets a fellow wondering. And Teddy worried lots about the fact that he was rather stout. He thought, if only I were thin, but how does anyone begin? It really isn't fair to grudge me exercise and air. For many weeks, he pressed in vain his nose against the window pane, and envied those who walked about reducing their unwanted stout. None of the people he could see is quite, he said, as fat as me. Then with a still more moving sigh, I mean, he said, as fat as I. Now, Teddy, as was only right, slept in the ottoman at night, and with him crowded in as more animals than I can tell, not only these, but books and things, such as a kind relation brings. Old and history retold in rhyme. One night it happened that he took a peep at an old picture book, wherein he came across by chance the picture of King of France, a stoutish man, and down below these words, King Louis so-and-so, nicknamed the Handsome. There he sat, and think of it, the man was fat. Our bear rejoiced like anything to read about this famous king, nicknamed the Handsome. There he sat, and certainly the man was fat. Nicknamed the Handsome, not a doubt, the man was definitely stout. Why then a bear, for all of his tub, might yet be named the handsome cub? Might yet be named, or did he mean that years ago he might have been? For now he felt a slight misgiving. Is Louis so-and-so still living? Fashions and beauty have a way of altering from day to day. Is handsome Louis with us yet? Unfortunately, I forget. Next morning, nose to window pane, the doubt occurred to him again. One question hammered in his head. Is he alive or is he dead? Thus, nose to pane, he pondered, but the lattice window, loosely shut, swung open with one startled, "Oh!" Our Teddy disappeared below. There happened to be passing by a plump man with a twinkling eye, who, seeing Teddy in the street, raised him politely to his feet and murmured kindly in his ear, soft words of comfort and of cheer. "Well, well, allow me. Not at all. Tut, tut, a very nasty fall." Our Teddy answered not a word. It's doubtful if he even heard. Our bear could only look and look. The stout man in the picture book? That handsome king? Could this be he? This man of adiposity? Impossible, he thought. But still, no harm in asking. Yes, I will. "Are you," he said, "by any chance His Majesty, the King of France?" The other answered, "I am that," bowed stiffly and removed his hat, then said, "Excuse me," with an air, "but is it Mr. Edward Bear?" And Teddy, bending very low, replied politely, "Even so." They stood beneath the window there, the king and Mr. Edward Bear, and handsome and a trifle fat, talked carelessly of this and that. Then said His Majesty, "Well, well, I must get on," and rang the bell. "Your bear, I think," he smiled. "Good day," and turned and went upon his way. A bear, however hard he tries, grows tubby without exercise. Our teddy bear is short and fat, which is not to be wondered at. But do you think it worries him to know that he is far from slim? No, just the other way about. He is proud of being short and stout.
Our meditation song, and that would be, I've got Peace Like a River. It's on page 356 and on the screen. Wait a minute. Yeah, sorry, Johnny. I've just really challenged you today.
I'm okay. Are we on the right slide?
Okay.
on the fourth Sunday, we are going to say our prayer. Please join me. Mother, Father, Principal, Spirit Divine, who dwells in all, we are grateful for your infinite blessings. As we align with divine will to co-create heaven on earth, you fulfill all our needs. We embrace all of life, know you also embrace all of life. We know you are always present. Your love, power, and presence are right here, right now, and always, and so it is. Sunday of the month, and today our speaker is going to be Eileen Selleck, and I believe she's going to take us a little further down the path to Bethlehem, or maybe we'll take a side trip.
Okay. I know what Susan's referring to, and I'm hoping that it won't be a terrible disappointment. Okay, so in education, I have carried one major belief, one blessing above all others, and that is that each day is a new day. Each day is a new day, fresh and separate from the rest. The mistakes and upsets of yesterday only come with me to today if I choose to carry them with me. And this has maintained my sanity in working with adolescents for almost 20 years now. Kind of a scary thing to think. Teaching in my own classroom for 9, working in classrooms in middle schools for the previous years, yes. Adolescents can be difficult creatures to deal with on a day-to-day basis. From one day to the next, they will compound, and that is not good. So we let them go when we start the next day fresh, hoping that they will learn just as I have learned. Each of us are on a spiritual journey, and each day is a new day to grow in faith. Each day is a new day to make a conscious decision to deepen our understanding of our Christ. And although we are each on our own spiritual journey from day to day, there are 2 times in the calendar year in which we are invited to embark on a special spiritual journey: Advent and Lent. Now, Susan's referring to the Advent journey that I plan to take us on for as long as it takes us to get there. However, it is Palm Sunday, and it seems only just and right to make sure that we acknowledge Lent and where we are in the Lenten process. So Advent is the great adventure to Bethlehem, to the birth of Christ. And Lent is the 40 days preceding Easter, the great resurrection of Christ. And both are opportunities to deepen our faith, to foster profound connections with our Christ, our light, our divinity, our oneness with the Creator. As Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore put it, Lent is a season of spiritual growth, a time for progressive unfoldment, when we can blend and merge our mind with God's mind. The way is open for the Lord to glorify us and to lift us into a higher, purer, more spiritual state. As Unity students, the Lent season is a 40-day fast from error thinking, 40 days to meditate on spiritual truth, to be conscious of our oneness with God. Today is Palm Sunday. We near the end of this prescribed 40 days of progressive unfoldment. On this day, we remember Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Matthew, we're going to read some scripture today. Matthew chapter 21. As Jesus and the disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethphage. On the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of them on ahead. "Go into the village over there," he said. "As soon as you enter it, you will see a donkey tied there with its colt beside it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks what you are doing, just say that the Lord needs them, and he will immediately let you take them." This took place to fulfill the prophecy that said, "Tell the people of Jerusalem, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey's colt." The two disciples did as Jesus commanded. They brought the donkey and the colt to him and threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, "Praise God for the Son of David! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Praise God in highest heaven!" The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered. "Who is this?" they asked. And the crowds replied, "It is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." So on this day, Jesus rode into Bethlehem, a humble king, mounted on a donkey. The crowd welcomed him with palm branches, shouting Hosanna. Their cries echoing through the ancient streets, resonating with hope and anticipation. Little did they know that the triumphant entry would lead to the ultimate act of love, the sacrifice on the cross. This is Palm Sunday, also known as Passion Sunday. The sacrifice on the cross. Traditionally on this day, there is a procession into the church with the singing and waving of palm fronds. However, it is also traditional to read the Passion of Christ. Matthew chapter 27. Now Jesus was standing before the governor. "Are you the king of the Jews?" the governor asked him. Jesus replied, You have said it. But when the leading priest and the elders made their accusations against him, Jesus remained silent. "Don't you hear all these charges they are bringing against you?" Pilate demanded. But Jesus made no response to any of the charges, much to the governor's surprise. Now it was the governor's custom each year during the Passover celebration to release one prisoner to the crowd, anyone they wanted. This year there was a notorious prisoner, a man named Barabbas. As the crowds gathered before Pilate's house that morning, he asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" He knew very well that the religious leaders had arrested Jesus out of envy. But then, as Pilate was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent him this message: "Leave that innocent man alone. I suffered through a terrible nightmare about him last night." Meanwhile, the leading priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas to be released and for Jesus to be put to death. So the governor asked again, "Which of these two do you want me to release to you?" The crowd shouted back, "Barabbas." Pilate responded, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." "Why?" Pilate demanded. "What crime has he committed?" But the mob roared even louder, "Crucify him." Pilate saw that he wasn't getting anywhere and that a riot was developing. So he sent for a bowl of water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. The responsibility is yours. And all the people yelled back, we will take responsibility for his death, we and our children. So Pilate released Barabbas to them. He ordered Jesus flogged with a lead-tipped whip, then turned him over to the Roman soldiers to be crucified. Some of the governor's soldiers took Jesus into their headquarters and called out the entire regiment. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. They wove thorn branches into a crown and put it on his head. And they placed a reed stick in his right hand as a scepter. Then they knelt before him in mockery and taunted, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit on him and grabbed the stick and struck him on the head with it. When they were finally tired of mocking him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him again. Then they led him away to be crucified. Along the way, they came across a man named Simon, who was from Cyrene, and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. And they went out to a place called Golgotha, that means place of the skull. The soldiers gave Jesus wine mixed with bitter gall, but when he had tasted it, he refused to drink it. After they had nailed him to the cross, the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. Then they sat around and kept guard as he hung there. A sign was fastened above Jesus' head, announcing the charge against him. It read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Two revolutionaries were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. The people passing by shouted abuse, shaking their heads in mockery. Look at you now, they yelled at him. You said you were going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Well then, if you are the Son of God, save yourself and come down from the cross. The leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and the elders also mocked Jesus. He saved others, they scoffed, but he can't save himself. So he is the King of Israel, is he? Let him come down from the cross right now, and we will believe in him. He trusted God, so let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, I am the Son of God. Even the revolutionaries who were crucified with him ridiculed him in the same way. At noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? Which means, my God, why have you abandoned me? Some of the bystanders misunderstood and thought he was calling for the prophet and filled a sponge with sour wine, holding it up to him on a reed stick so he could drink. But the rest said, wait. Let's see whether Elijah comes to save him. Then Jesus shouted out again and released his spirit. At that moment, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, rocks split apart, and tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. They left the cemetery after Jesus' resurrection, went into the holy city of Jerusalem and appeared to many people. The Roman officer and the other soldiers at the crucifixion who were terrified by the earthquake and all that had happened, they said this man truly was the Son of God. For our meditation today, we are going to take a journey with a donkey. In both the Advent story and the Lent story, the donkey plays a role. In our journey through Advent, the donkey carries Mary, heavy with child, into Bethlehem. The donkey witnesses the birth of Christ. The donkey carries Mary and the child to Egypt, and then again to Nazareth. And at this point, the donkey carries Jesus triumphantly into Jerusalem and ultimately to his death and resurrection.
So I invite you to join me on our own little journey, on our own little donkey. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Imagine yourself on a dusty road, surrounded by ancient olive trees. Visualize a gentle donkey standing before you, symbolizing humility, service, and full surrender. As you breathe in, invite the spirit of the donkey into your awareness and feel its calm presence. Imagine yourself climbing onto the donkey's back. You're not alone. The Christ presence accompanies you. Feel the warmth of the donkey's coat against your skin. Notice as it carries the weight of your burdens. The donkey starts to move, its hooves touching the earth rhythmically, clip-clop, clip-clop. Each step represents a moment of grace. As you ride, release any worries, fears, or judgments. Surrender them to the donkey to carry. Ahead, you see people lining the road, waving their palm fronds, their voices echoing Hosanna. Receive their blessings, feel the joy and anticipation in their cries. The donkey carries you toward Jerusalem, a city of both celebration and impending sacrifice. Reflect on life's paradoxes, joy and sorrow, gain and loss, and death and birth. The city gates approach, you pass through, aware of the crowd's energy. Jesus, the humble king, rides beside you, his eyes holding compassion for all humanity. As the donkey nears the temple, glimpse the hill in the distance. The same crowd that shouts Hosanna will soon cry, crucify him. Disembark from this donkey, kneel on this sacred ground. Offer your heart, your doubts, and your hopes. Surrender them to the divine. And as you slowly return to this present moment, wiggling your fingers and your toes, carry the donkey's wisdom with you, humility, service, and the paradoxes of love. And as we come back to this time and space, let us say together, Hosanna in the highest, blessed is the journey. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is the journey. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is the journey.
Thank you, Eileen. Now we will take a few moments in the silence to absorb and reflect on the message. It's time for our healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Check your screen. It's time for the offer.
No, it's not.
After the speaker. We're not doing our offering after the speaker anymore?
We do the healing prayer and then the offering.
Were you? Wasn't aware of that change.
You did it that way last week. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, you can speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested that we send healing prayers to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters. The members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, the people we have lit candles for this morning, and those that you can mention now. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And now it's our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be the spirit of generosity in giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offerings in our hands and hearts. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give,
all that I receive,
and all that I am. Together, we bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly, and so it is. And it's time for our prayer of protection. Let's say this together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And we will sing our peace song next. And maybe we could circle around these seats up here. Let's see if we can stretch out that way. Also, we have two new words in our song, which some of you have noticed. Instead of saying every step we take, we are singing every breath we take, because we all do breathe, hopefully. And the other one is it there? It's perfect and yes. Walk with each other in loving harmony. We used to say perfect, but I don't think any of us have reached that yet. But we're all loving, right? So While you're getting up and circling up, I want to thank all the people who made this service possible today. Eileen, thank you very much for your talk. Joyce for the music, Johnny for the slides, Tom for the technical stuff. And next week on Easter, Audrey Pritchard will be with us.
You're here, there you go.
Our licensed Unity teacher from Olympia. And I invite all of you to join us downstairs when we're finished here and share our food and fellowship.